podcast where three people come on and share three things. I'm Chris.
And I'm John.
I'm Casey.
And welcome to episode three, Behind the Boards. Who do we have?
Brandon.
He's got welcome to be here. King. Thank you guys for all of your listens and feedback over the past couple of weeks. This is episode three. It does seem like we're on a pretty nice bi-weekly schedule.
Yeah, it's a little bit hectic. But my real question is, can you describe again what it is that we do? I've been trying to think about it, and it's like we're sort of adventurous. I mean,
you've been on the podcast. We're not adventurous.
Kind of.
The premise of the show.
I'd say we're adventurous.
Yes.
Well, as
we're
people.
Trying new things.
Yeah. I mean, we're not jumping out of planes.
But that is not the... So, three people bring... They each bring a thing to try. And then each person talks about each thing.
And somebody mentioned it's not like a dare.
Definitely not.
And it's not something that's going to get you hurt.
Nope.
Not usually.
It is something that you enjoy, that you want to share with people who you enjoy
talking
to.
Do you have
to
enjoy it? I don't necessarily pick things that I enjoy.
It's just an experience.
Yeah. I think you have to have some kind of fondness for whatever it is.
Okay.
But I think we've held true with everything we've done so far.
And I think we've also been sort of financially cognizant.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It isn't something that you're going to spend a lot of money on.
Yes.
If you're going to, not because that wouldn't be fun, but it's more like a grassroots.
Ooh,
like
go get a massage. Ooh, can we get massages next episode?
Ooh.
Oh, that sounds nice.
We're going to sponsor.
Yeah. Dublin Woodford Spa. Hit us up.
So these three things, we could use a sponsor.
Yes. Okay, so we also we're trying to interact with our audience on this podcast. So ways you can do that, you can email us at threethingspodcast@gmail.com. You can email us suggestions, which we'll get to here in a second. You can email us questions. You can email us...
we'd like to see pictures.
Pictures of you trying the stuff that we're also trying. That'd be awesome.
After you've listened to the episode and it makes you want to do it, just go try it.
Yep.
And then let us know, because it's kind of fun.
We also want different guests. We're trying to get diverse people on the podcast every week. So if you want to be on the episode, you can email us. And speaking of pictures, John, we also have an Instagram. We are at @3thingspodcast on the IG, where every week...
Wait, how did those work?
We're going to post pictures and videos, this week especially.
We have a lot of videos this week.
Us trying the things.
Yeah.
And those are getting pretty high production value. Not going to lie.
Oh my golly, they're almost professional.
And I would say if you follow us on Instagram, and we're going to shout out some of our Instagram followers later this episode, feel free to take pictures of yourself trying the thing and tag us in that photo.
And even better, just call in right now.
Yes, call
the
in. The number is 1-888-888-8887.
Mm-hmm. So close.
We
got all eight.
So, and one thing, a big way we're trying to interact with listeners is we're going to have an episode that is all guest suggestion. So the three things that the three people try will all be suggested by some of our listeners.
But remember our motto, and I don't even know, it's not really a motto.
They're
I'd
not
like
theirs.
It to be, but yeah, we're not going to hurt ourselves.
Well,
we're not going to take a tennis ball to the groin or anything like that.
I think the first suggestion we have is a good example. So Casey, we read his email 2 weeks ago, Newman, and he suggested doing some basketball-related activity, and
yes.
He gave us, it could be anything basketball-related.
I thought he said play horse.
No, he said he included...
That was like a suggestion.
He did mention horse.
And NBA Jam.
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Like a video game.
Yes, but I think we're going to play a game of horse.
Yes.
Pretty soon.
And I had an idea. If you want to play a game of horse, email us, and we'll tell you where we're going to play, and we'll have a big tournament. A big These Three Things tournament.
You're challenging people right now.
Not challenging. Like, if you want to do one of these things, this is the time.
And you can find us, like, IRL in real life.
Well, no.
I think we have some pretty national Instagram followers.
Well, I do have to say, we are going to pick. We're not going to just take anybody. Like, we're
right.
not, if
okay.
you are worthy,
right.
you can play.
There's always a screening process.
Oh, yeah. Of course, yes.
It is a screening process. Thank you.
So,
email us.
Yeah, so we need suggestions.
We might even try to plead.
Yep, we have one suggestion already. We might have a second one, we're not sure, but we need suggestions. And once we have three, the first three we have, we're going to do a podcast
sure
with
we'll be
those
three
suggestions.
Same.
I mean, we'll keep the name just for branding purposes, but it'll be a little bit different. It'll be a special bonus episode. All right, so on this episode of These Three Things, we're going to hear about three things. We're going to hear about buying and tasting a large format beer, otherwise known as Bombers. We're going
what
to...
What does he mean by large format?
Like a lot of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a big old bottle.
12 ounces.
Bigger than the average beer.
So on Saturday night, if you had a large format, you probably should take an Uber.
Yes, exactly, yes. Taking a photo, or recreating a photo from 10 years ago, and then we're going to...
Or more, yeah.
Sure. And then we're going to talk about...
Well,
Starting a fire with a 9-volt battery and steel wool. Those are these three things.
What did we start with?
I think we should start with the beer.
Well, that's a good idea.
So the beer was my suggestion.
I agree.
You're welcome. So it is obviously not just buying any beer. The large format bomber beers are beers that are specialty beers normally from breweries, and they are served in a larger bottle, and you buy them singles. And breweries will tend to experiment more with these kind of beers. So I would say in general, you can get more of a funky, very unique beer. So that is the kind of beer we bought, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So John, what'd you get?
Well, let me explain first. Initially, I had kind of a mean streak. And a buddy of mine, Jack, who is an avid listener of these three things and TFL,
yep.
Hi, Jack.
We were hanging out, and I said, let's try this. So we got a bomber. It was Edge Ice.
Is that some kind of Icelandic?
It's a craft beer. It's a limited edition. It's out for a couple of weeks. They only make it in pig's heads. That's how they ferment it.
Oh, finally.
Yeah. But, weirdly, it was 99 cents a can.
Whoa.
Yes.
After all that fermentation?
You know, you'd have thought just the fermentation alone would have made that a more valuable beer.
Yeah.
And it has a very high gravity of alcohol, by the way.
How much?
Oh, gosh. I don't even know. It's like 8 or 9%.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous. It is for like somebody to go in the freezer, 99 cents, plop down a dollar, walk out with a really high gravity beer.
So that's a little bit different than what I suggested, I think.
And it wasn't very good.
So, would you do it again?
No. I mean, it tasted mostly alcohol-y. And
how was the mouthfeel?
The mouthfeel was pretty non-existent.
Okay.
Almost abusive, I might add.
Yeah. It's like sandpaper.
There was no oaky taste at all to that.
Where did you find it?
Well, you can find it at any of your local Safeway or Speedway gas stations.
Exclusively at a gas station.
Don't look forward to Kroger.
Okay.
We were going to do that, but then I changed my mind. I said, okay, I'm going to go get a beer. And I started looking around. Finance was an issue. I set myself to say I'm not going to pay more than $8 for a beer.
Yeah, I said, I think 20 was.
Oh.
But I spend much less than that.
I'm expecting a great deal from you. And by the way, expect less from me. So I found a beer. It was $7.99, and it looked pretty interesting. It was my kind of beer. It's a Belgian-style dark ale, and I like dark beers, so it was my kind of beer. It does also have a high gravity, 9%, and you said you tasted it.
Yes.
And you probably know how to pronounce it. I waited to ask you until I tried. It looks like Troy's Pistol Ace to me.
That's
how
I
would
say it.
How was I?
Bad.
Casey said that was good.
Well, you know, I think we'll post pictures of the beers on Instagram. And so our listeners can help us determine pronunciation.
How did you pronounce that?
I'll give you
Trois. I think it's French.
Yeah, it is in French.
Yeah, Trois.
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 Pistoles.
Pistoles?
Yeah.
We're giving it a little Hispanic flair at the end there.
Pistoles. All right. Anyway,
Italian
beer, Belgian style ale. We all have about 4 ounces.
So we haven't tried this yet.
None of it. I have never tried it.
You've had it before.
Spoiler alert.
But podcast wise, we were trying it for the first time. This is going to be great audio.
So we're just going to give it a taste.
Yep.
What you're going to hear probably in a minute is a little silence, maybe a gulp or two.
Oh, okay.
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 So here we go.
That's called a tease in the business.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Yeah. Kind of crumbly.
Well, I'm surprised at how bitter and how much flavor there is in that beer. I was kind of expecting a little less, and it's very bitter.
Yes.
And
I'll say amber-like.
And it has a very dark flavor to it, and I think that's probably why it's 9% alcohol. It has that kind of.
You can taste the alcohol.
I was just hearing you say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what this is? This is a King beer.
It's a King beer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You tell.
Yeah. King, what do you think?
It is dark. And malty and delicious and everything that I want in a beer.
Brandon, you and I are like King, are like beer brothers.
Super malty.
That is my
never had it, right?
Like King and Queen.
King and Queen is your side job.
So I'm. Are you with me? Like the darker the better.
Oh yes.
Yes, and as dark. Like I love it when you look through. You can't see through a glass. Like it's just completely beer. It looks like motor oil.
I do love that, but this like in between brown red color is kind of my sweet spot.
Yeah, that's your jam.
Imperial stout is pretty good that way.
See, I think I would prefer a darker beer than this. Like I don't like dark beer. I like dark beer, but my favorite beer is not dark beer. I guess I would prefer a porter or a stout. Like these middle ones, I'm always like, what are you trying to do?
So does it bring back a flood of memories for when you drank it before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And your thoughts?
It's not for me. It's not super dark, but it's too dark for me. I like very, very light beers.
So would you like a light beer with a lime?
I would drink that, yeah.
Yes. I mean, it is.
You have one?
Yeah. No, in fact, I have just the opposite. So.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind really, really dark beer, like porters and stouts. I mean, like, especially like in the winter, like if something like is super creamy, and some of those beers are just very like impressive.
Yes,
like,
I really, really taste beer. For it seasonally, like, and as with a yeah. lot of beers, right? But yeah, in the winter, dark and really kind of gets you like a milk,
yeah.
like a hot chocolate or something.
Well, no, you like spicy in your beer, Casey.
Yeah,
sometimes, like I've had
jalapeno or chili.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we had, King and I, we had a porter that had chilies in it.
Yes.
And that was, like
I had one a couple of days ago.
Yes.
God, I don't remember now.
So you're talking about a porter with a chili in it,
not
like a light
porter,
beer.
I mean, I'm sure they make those, but I've had, like, lager with...
Lighter beer
yeah.
with chili,
no,
like, in the bottom of it?
We were talking about darker beer flavored with chili.
He's talking about lighter
I'm
beer.
I'm on a different page, yeah.
Oh, I'm talking about darker beer.
Oh, okay. I've had
yes.
that, too, yeah.
Yes.
A chili style.
It's like chocolate and... like chili being a fairly
yeah.
unique comparison,
like,
but
Mexican
it works.
Chocolate.
Yes,
yeah.
exactly. Or that one ice cream at Jenny's that they have.
So the question
Mexican
would
chocolate.
Be, Casey, would you buy it?
No, I wouldn't.
Brandon?
100%.
Chris?
That's going to be a no for me.
A no for you?
It's
going to
be a pass for
it's
me.
About 50-50. I, too, would buy this. It has a really my flavor to it.
I mean, I'm going to drink it.
I mean, the price is right.
I'm not going to pour it out.
Yeah, $7.99.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in the middle.
Yeah, you for sure have the cheapest bomber.
And while I was there, some guy was promoting the Drake Meadery and came up and talked
love
to me
Drake.
About it. And he asked me if I'd had it, and I said I did, but I haven't. Have you had mead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
had it. Oh, no, you didn't go to that.
I didn't go.
Anyways, yes, I've had it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
I told the guy I'd given it to your parents.
Oh, yeah, you did.
As a gift, and he said,
they really
for
enjoyed
support.
It.
And I was
yeah.
like, cool. So I had a social moment. All right, we should...
Yeah, so Casey, what beer did you bring?
So I brought Brett the Hitman Hop,
which is a great name.
Amazing name. Way easier to pronounce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of Troy's
Pistolet.
Yeah. It is from Against the Grain Brewery, which I guess...
Against the Grain?
Against the Grain.
Yeah. So they're based in Louisville.
Correct.
Brandon, you and I have been there.
We have.
On your bachelor party.
That is correct.
Man. Inside knowledge.
But you didn't try this beer?
No. I mean... Maybe
I assume that a place like this rotates their beers, like trying their beers, like 4 months later, you have to get another one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would imagine.
They just started releasing stuff in Columbus like a year ago. It was like right after we went.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to the Beer Zone on Kenny Road. And I watched
Shout out.
This episode.
This episode brought to you by
Beer
Zone.
Beer Zone.
For sure.
Beer Zone.
So I asked the guy behind the counter, I said, I want your bomber that's the most weird that you have. Which didn't really work. He just took me to the sours.
Which guy was it? The guy with the long hair?
No.
Oh, I think he was
like,
a better.
He was wearing a hat. Like,
was it the guy with the goatee and the fedora?
Oh, no.
Like,
Jerry? Jerry is awesome. Yeah.
He was wearing like a ball cap. And he had, like, a ball
was it backwards? And did
no.
the brim curl?
No.
Okay.
So he took you to the sour area.
Took me to the sours, so I just looked over all the sours on that shelf. And I just really like this label. This is not a sour.
Thank God.
Nice. But I did like the label and the pun on, you know, the
of course,
wrestler.
The
was
Hall
that
of Fame
the one
wrestler.
That fell off the guide wire?
That was his
yeah.
brother,
yeah.
Owen Hart, may he rest in peace.
That's right.
R.I.P. Too soon?
Very too soon, yeah. It'll always be too soon.
And I know Against the Grain makes good stuff, and the price was right, so I picked this one up.
Well, shame me, because mine was $7.99, and you
not,
said...
I'm not
you. Said your list, your... Top end
budget.
Was 20.
Yeah,
this
I'd have bought
$13.99.
How much?
$13.99.
Oh my gosh!
I saw some for $30.
Yeah,
there was one
yeah.
I picked up. I was like, "Oh, this looks good."
There was one I wanted.
$30. Yes,
Giant
yes.
Eagles does not sell that.
I've seen 12-ounce bottles that are like $40.
Oh my god! Like a regular size bottle.
Yeah, like
oh
the 120 minute.
Oh yeah, sure enough. Yeah.
So what is this
yeah,
style
well,
of beer?
Yes.
And it's not a sour, which I really am so glad because I hate sour.
Yeah, man, that would be bad if we had one.
So this is a pale ale. Finished with Brennan, I don't even know how to say
Brett?
It. Brett
yeast.
Brettomyces.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Which is a particular yeast used in some beers,
yeah.
which I enjoy.
Yeah, me too.
The ones I've had so
it's
far.
Kind of funky.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
a lot
it's
drier.
Very funky.
Yes.
Also, I like, it's part of a series called the All Funked Up series.
Hey.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
That's pretty nice.
So.
All right, so we haven't had a drink yet,
no?
So we're going to try it.
Okay. Cheers to Casey. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Me too.
I like
ooh.
It's kind of underwhelming.
There's some smokiness in the end. On the
there
finish.
Is.
I'm not being pretentious at all.
Yeah, the
there
finish,
is,
the finish
is a
little spicy. Yeah.
On the finish, yeah.
I think just saying that makes you pretentious.
But it's true.
True or not.
I mean, just because you can't taste it.
Remember the Disney story from fourth grade.
Oh, I own that kid.
Anastasia,
20th
oh
Century Fox, idiots.
Yeah.
All
right, so anyway.
I
have a weird taste. I have this sour feeling. Like, it is still a sour.
That's the bread.
It's like it wants to be a sour. Yeah, the bread used to makes it taste
like
that.
Funky.
It's good. I thought it was going to be like crazier. I've had funkier beers.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be hoppier.
Yeah, hoppier,
yes.
Even maybe more sour.
When I taste it, kind of makes my nose pucker.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Describe that.
I don't know if that's a good thing. Well, it's kind of like my palate and everything is kind of puckering.
It's pretty carbonated.
So sour.
It is.
As
yeah.
well.
It's good though. I like it.
Yeah.
And what made you pick that?
The label, the name, it was in the section the guy pointed.
Oh, that's right.
Words,
yeah. And I would say some of the bitterness is probably what's making your nose feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the bread and the funk and the sourness.
I mean, it's one of those things. Like right now, it's kind of interesting because I don't really drink this kind of beer. So I think it's kind of interesting. I don't know if I like it or not, but I don't really drink it. So kind of experiencing it.
Yeah, if you've never had a beer with the bread of Myosis, that is a whole different experience.
I don't even
experience.
Know what that is.
Yeah,
that's not a real word.
It's hard to say.
Yeah. I'm not even trying.
So you like this less than your beer?
Oh, so much less.
Okay.
But if we go back to the kind of a litmus test,
edge.
Would I buy it?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can we go there? Is it too soon? Or
no, let's
I mean,
do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably buy it. Not
nice.
Every day or not as my first pick, but I might be, hey, I want to try something different. And this was kind of different taste. I would probably buy it.
I would also buy it.
Yeah, I would buy it.
Yeah, this is for sure a beer that I would buy.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with Casey. I'm kind of, based on the label and the description, I'm kind of underwhelmed.
Yeah, funkier.
Yeah, a little more just like flavor to it.
You really want it funkier?
Oh yeah.
Funkier,
I mean,
funkier
I feel
is
like
fun.
I am at the top of my funk zone right now.
Well, I think if I'm going to buy...
You get the funk out.
hey,
you.
There's no fucking language on this off podcast, okay? There's an N in there.
You got to hit that N a little harder, buddy.
Funkin' language.
This is a family show.
I'm pretty sure right before this you heard a beep.
Just get the cuss out of here.
All right.
But no, if I'm going to buy a bomber and spend $13 on a beer, I want it to be wild and
that
crazy.
Is a good point.
If I'm going over $10, I want it to be like
an experience.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, so I'll go ahead and talk about my beer. I brought the Deesko, DEESKO, Berliner Style Weiss, if I'm doing the German pronunciation correctly, beer, and it is from Three Floyds.
Which is located in?
Near Gary, Indiana.
It's near Chicago, near Gary.
I believe it's in Muncie, Indiana.
Muncie. Well, Casey, we were there.
Yeah. We were there, yeah.
Yep.
And they have the thing every year that's it's dragon something, right? They
dragon's milk.
It's not dragon's milk, but they have something where they only release it for like a minute.
I know what you're talking about.
And like people flood the place.
Yeah.
Like 3 hours.
We were talking off air about how they used to be like this kind of unicorn of beer, like, oh, Three Floyds beer is very well respected,
mm-hmm.
and like, oh, if you got some, like, if they brought in 2 cases of Alpha King at Weiland's, you know, place nearby, oh, we're gonna get one. But now, Three Floyds is shipped, or in Columbus, Ohio, anyway, for our national listeners.
It's kind of anywhere, everywhere.
Yeah, every grocery store you can normally find
and
Alpha
King.
And I'm
not the beer aficionado that you guys are, so
I
was even surprised it was
some.
Here. I knew, I'd known about the release party that they had and looked a little bit, but I did not know that it was in Columbus.
Yeah, it happened very quickly.
Mm-hmm. The Expanse.
Yeah,
yes,
like, it was very hard to find, and then all of a sudden it was everywhere.
Well, I would say that they're very well respected in the beer community. Like,
absolutely.
If you look up like top 50 beers, they would have at least one or two on there.
Yeah,
really? So what did you bring?
So when we were at the brewery, and King, obviously you've had a lot of their beers, I would say characteristics of their beers are hoppy, malty, like big beers.
Yeah.
I mean, Gumball is a good wheat beer, but like most of their qualities are very big.
Not subtle at all.
Exactly, yeah. So this is a Berliner Style Weiss, which is a sour beer. And I had never seen them make a sour beer. I was like, oh my gosh, what would a Three Floyds sour taste like?
And we were looking at the label and we're like, my wife speaks fluent German and she said Weiss means white.
Yeah.
And so you were saying Berliner and we're thinking that might be a place. That might be something.
I think it's near Greenlawn Avenue. They play softball.
Those Columbus listeners,
yeah.
You get
and
that.
That
yeah.
is in German Village.
So. Oh!
Connection.
Yes. And I love sour beers. Casey, you were saying that you had seen this brew before.
Yes, I've seen it out and about. Mm-hmm. Just never.
So when you say out and about, like in an establishment where they're actually selling it, or in a...
Like in a beer store,
yeah.
Or like a bar.
Okay, yeah.
Well, like we were
somebody
saying,
has it on tap.
We don't really buy these kinds of beers very often. Because they are expensive and you're taking a risk. And yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we
yeah.
should try it.
Well, earlier you were kind of... seemed like you were kind of afraid of a sour
I
beer.
I do not like... I don't know if afraid is the right way to put it, but
I mean,
do
you
not
sounded
like,
afraid.
I do not like sour beer. I mean, it tastes like gym socks.
Oh, okay, well...
But I don't want to have a preconceived notion going
so,
into this moment.
So go...
So
clear your mind.
Let's go ahead and taste
go
it.
Go into this
and
fresh.
In a moment, you're going to hear silence and
yep.
maybe some gulps.
Okay. Pretty good, guys.
That is very good.
It's very good. I thought
it's
it would
good.
Be more sour.
That is as sour as I have tasted.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Man, we are opening your eyes tonight.
I mean, I'm not saying this is good.
It gets
oh,
way more
gosh.
Sour than this.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Good old road.
Why do you guys drink beer to abuse yourselves?
No, I mean,
it's refreshing.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
In the summer,
like,
oh, my gosh.
Imagine,
no,
like, lemonade.
Yeah.
It's like... You,
yes.
All right.
A comparison.
I mean, whatever.
A really tart lemonade.
So somebody who likes it... Talk about it.
So I would say, gosh, normally for sours, you're looking for really fruit-forward flavors,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not really getting too much of that.
No, I think this is pretty citrusy for a sour.
Yes, for
yeah.
sure. A touch of orange, maybe. But the sour, but it is, like you're saying, some sours can also have a very juicy quality to them, and this does not. I think this still has that carbonated, almost weedy back into it.
Casey?
It's good.
Yeah.
I thought it would be more sour coming from them because they're pretty extreme.
Yeah,
I just don't know what this means. This more sour idea.
This is more like puckering.
Like you just want your face to implode.
I mean, I don't want it to.
Almost like you're eating a lemon.
Yeah.
Or like a Sour Patch Kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a Sour Patch Kid, so I can't identify.
Today's
so
show
good.
Not brought to you by.
No, I mean, we could. Good.
You know what we haven't talked about is, do you know what the ABV is of this, or the alcohol content? We didn't ask in case.
Low.
Yeah, generally sours are pretty low. Three Floyds also does not put anything on their label.
Well, if there's nothing on the label, it means that they're under 5%.
Or it's a Michigan thing.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you have to put
or
it
in
if it's
Indiana
over
thing.
5%.
Or in Indiana thing.
Mine's kind of surprising.
Yeah.
It's 8%.
Whoa, that is weird.
That is surprising.
Yes.
I can't find anything on here.
So it's probably at 5%.
Yeah, probably,
so.
But I've seen beer under 5 have their percentage on there.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I don't think
I have,
so.
Yeah, I've seen like 4.5.
Oh, all the time.
I challenge you to show me that.
Oh, there's in my fridge probably.
I challenge you to
I think it's on Ealing Light, actually.
I found it on the internet.
Oh, thank you.
Oh,
whoa, so say that again.
I found it on the internet.
Okay. What
is that?
Is it on Dogpile?
That's a voodoo.
No, it's on Untapped.
That's a thing.
What's
today's
Dogpile?
Show, today's show brought to you by Untapped.
And Dogpile. What's Dogpile?
You never heard of Dogpile?
No, what is that?
It was like before Google was like the search engine.
It was like an Ask
Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
DuckDuckGo. All
right, so what is it?
It is 6.5%.
Oh, and it's not on the label.
I told you. It's weird.
I think that's illegal.
Breaking
the law.
No!
Also, slight correction. Three Floyds from Munster.
Monster.
Indiana.
Bitch, I'm a monster. One thing I was going to say about shopping for these today, when I bought them today, but like we're talking about how we don't buy them very often, so I generally like I don't even look at them in the store. But it is like kind of shopping for a wine. Like you were talking about your label, right?
Yeah,
so I was like, ooh,
kind of
label.
Key.
For me, brewery. Like it's a brewery that if I like, oh, they're doing something kind of funky. The wine comparison really hit me, like how you just buy wine because of the label and like various things that don't matter. That was kind of how I felt looking for the bombers.
Yeah, it's funny. I would never really. I can't think of a time other than this when I would really buy a bomber.
Yeah, like holidays, gifts.
Yeah, it's
gifts.
Like, I think they're bringing somebody's
house.
Actually, at Christmas time, the four of us at Christmas, my son-in-law, my son, and a friend of ours, and I, we buy bombers and we put them in the middle of the room, and then we all grab one.
Cool.
Okay. And so you get somebody else's.
So that was buying a bomber of beer. I think we all. So I would drink this beer again. Johnny said you wouldn't, right?
This is a no for me.
And buying bombers, I guess we all agree, would be an occasion thing, right?
Yeah, it depends on the
circumstances. Okay, let's go ahead and go on to the next thing.
So I suggested we all recreate a photo of ourselves from at least 10 years back or more.
Okay.
So I've seen this on the interwebs. Like,
yeah,
they do
it's pretty
things.
Popular.
Yeah,
on
a lot
of
families
of it,
will
yeah.
do stuff, sisters.
You know,
like
20, 30 years later.
I never really thought about doing it.
Casey, why'd you bring it?
I just like popped in my head. I thought it'd be like a cool idea to try.
Okay. So talk about your photo. Like, what was your process, and how'd you go about doing that?
So I'm a procrastinator. So this morning I woke up.
Oh man,
thing,
I got a podcast today.
The first thing on my agenda was to find the photo I want to recreate and then just recreate it today.
Okay, good.
So as I'm going through my old Facebook photos, I couldn't find anything I really like wanted to recreate. And then I came across a photo that I did 4 years ago that I recreated from 14 years prior.
So this is a recreation of a recreation.
No. Well, he recreated it, but it was a couple
years
ago.
Yeah, I didn't do anything today. I just kind of found this photo, and I figured I would just bring it, because I feel like I couldn't top this.
All right, so this is the first time we're seeing it.
Yeah, John and I have not seen the photo.
It's a picture of Casey standing next to a University of Central Florida sign.
So
yes.
We either on vacation or...
No, so I actually attended UCLA.
Oh!
Bortles.
Hey! So, the National,
right. He played
National
basketball
Championship.
There, according to Newman.
You played basketball.
Yeah, not professionally, but, you know, for fun.
Yeah. But national champions, UCF.
Yeah, 2017.
Yeah.
But, so, that the first photo on the left was taken in 2001 when I was there for orientation.
Wow.
I've got to say, you look buffer on the right.
Where'd you find that old picture?
My mom, like, took a, you know,
yeah.
old this
freshman
one.
Year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you not have a t-shirt that matched the t-shirt?
I did not have an Echo skateboard.
Yeah, which say, yeah, Casey.
Yeah.
Which is too bad.
No,
you're
yeah, I know.
You're
no,
rocking
no.
that Echo pretty hard in this photo.
Yeah,
no
commitment. XL, double XL.
And then you were there later for what?
So my girlfriend and I went back to visit some old friends from college back in 2015.
Uh-huh.
We were near campus, and I had seen that photo like before I went for my trip, so I'm like, well, let's kind of like try to recreate it.
You don't look happy in the later photo.
No.
I mean, it's pretty good.
So we're gonna post these on the Instagram so you can
yeah.
see Casey's photo.
And I mean, you could vote.
Which one's better?
Yeah, which
like
one
it.
Recreates better, or which one
more
is better.
Hurts? Or
yeah.
Like,
so
like a lot of hurts.
So Newman, one of our fans,
yes.
he went to UCF with you.
Correct. Yeah, we both worked at the UCF Arena.
Whoa! What did you do there?
We worked events, so you would like be kind of like on the end of the aisles, like ushers.
Oh, okay.
Where you would set up the events and break them down.
So he claims that you played basketball there with him. Is that true?
Yes. And there are downtown, there was a basketball court in the arena, so we would play basketball for fun.
And at some time, we're going to play horse.
Because of
yeah,
Newman, based
that's
on
true.
New
yeah.
Mace. Right? Well, UCF's a good school. Blake Bortles, I mean, he's at least top five,
yeah.
we're going to say all time.
Blair
yes.
Witch Project came out there.
Oh.
Blair Bortles?
That is interesting.
That's
I'd like to know that.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and go next. So, I had a grand plan for the picture recreation. It was a bunch of friends of mine that I see regularly, but not all together. And it was a picture of us from freshman year of college or sophomore year of college. But we couldn't get everyone together. Which,
I really have a feeling this is going to be your safety picture.
Well, it's funny. So it's funny that you picked a picture of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like all of my pictures were with other people. And that was kind of a weird motivation, like a nostalgia thing. Like, oh, I want to recreate a picture of all of us. Or somebody
right.
in us back in the day. Like, I forgot that you had put the 10-year stipulation on it. Except my wife and I was going to do a picture with her, but none of those had been over 10 years. Or, no.
Maybe so.
We probably could have found one.
A couple of them are close.
But none of the ones I was thinking about doing
yeah.
wasn't in that one. So, as always, my sister bails me out and is...
Man, she is like your
is my hero. She is.
We might want to take a vote sometime and see if Danielle should be on these three things.
Yes. You guys
I mean,
get one.
She could come up with a thing.
Already
yeah.
In,
yeah. But there is a pretty iconic... So my sister and I, she is 7 years younger than me. And we, as we were growing up, my mother would take pictures of us. We would do fairly... we started to get into a fairly iconic pose. We would get very big old thumbs up and ridiculous smiles. So there are many photos of us with this pose. But my mom brought one on my 30th birthday that was my favorite. So here's the original photo. So me and my sister... Yep. I was in high school probably, and she was, gosh, 11. I was so naive then, guys.
Yeah, <there's a sparkle.
laughs> Look at that. There's some hope in those
yeah.
eyes. Also
yeah.
in those swoopy bangs. So that was the original picture. I think we have our birthdays are like 4 days apart, so we always like celebrate our birthdays together. My t-shirt.
That is really weird.
Which I forgot about my t-shirt in this photo until I saw this photo again. But it says, "Wild and wonderful West Virginia, kind of like your mom."
Whoa, buddy.
Oh, so
it's
true.
Inappropriate. I know time's up. It's 2018.
Yeah, very inappropriate for a high schooler.
It is. If it helps, I'm from West Virginia. So, but
that's never good.
I mean, we remember the days where you wore funny t-shirts. We're all old enough now where we don't do that too often.
Again.
Yeah.
Wait, are those days over?
Well, I'm wearing a Game of Thrones t-shirt right now.
I still wear one that says, "Come at me, bro."
Oh my gosh, Casey, what was the brand of t-shirts that we were talking about that one day? No Fear.
No Fear, yeah.
No Fear t-shirts.
Let's bring that back.
Ooh, we should bring it back. Yeah. Anyways, so looking back at this photo, like some nostalgia and that. And then here is the recreated photo. So we look different.
Yeah.
I have gained weight, I would say. And some beard.
Glasses.
And lost some hair.
Oh.
You must take the photo.
Welcome to the club, bud.
Yeah. And my sister is aging better than I am, I think.
Well.
I
don't want to say it, but yes.
In the earlier picture, we were thumbs upping over a pie, but this year we chose something that we ate normally, which is a Jenny's ice cream.
So you didn't really choose to recreate the actual picture, but something that resembles the picture.
A pose. Which would have been my, even with, if I got all my friends together for that photo, that would only have been a pose as well.
Gotcha.
Like the essence of the picture, yeah.
Okay.
So that's it.
So I think it's my turn.
Yes, it is.
All right. So I was looking at a bunch of pictures and I couldn't figure out which one to do because everything I looked at, it was going to be really hard to recreate it. And then I thought, well, I have the props and I have the costume for the one picture. So I was going to go ahead, since I could do that,
so
I was going to do it.
So you were thinking more like...
as getting as close to what the picture
right.
looked like as possible.
Yeah.
Well, I was hoping you would do something with your kids, like have your kids in
well,
your lap.
And I didn't have any of those pictures, so... what I did have was, in 1996, I ran in the Olympic torch relay race.
What?
What?
I still have the uniform that they made me wear.
Yeah,
so
you do.
This is my picture of me.
Oh, my
God. That
gosh.
Is incredible.
Wearing the 1996 Olympic torch running uniform.
Wait. Keep that uniform.
I don't want to.
I've had it for 20 years. This was 1996. I've had it for 20 years.
Wow.
I don't want to tell
That's
our...
a very cool recreation.
Yeah, I don't want to tell our Instagram followers what to do, but John is going to win this.
There's no voting, not a competition.
Yeah,
and
so,
that is the actual Olympic torch. I even have the Olympic torch.
I was going to say, you got
the
actual
desk.
Torch still. That's
yes.
crazy.
And
so the things that change about you, you had a mustache.
Yeah.
You were rocking a pretty...
a porn stash.
Pretty hard stash back in the day.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
And...
I'm a lot grayer now.
And the glasses, were those glasses that changed?
They were
with
transition
the sunlight?
Lenses. Transition lenses 1.0.
You were so trendy.
0.5, yeah. Yeah, in the sunlight, they would go down, even in the rain, because you can see that's a rainy picture.
So I sure
yes.
can't. I thought maybe it was the pixels.
Indoors. Indoors. Well, in fairness, the picture on the left, the old picture is actually a picture of a picture.
Right, so is mine actually.
I mean, believe it or not, my father made a poster. Of that
oh
picture.
Oh my
and
gosh,
put it in his
she
garage.
Was so proud.
I do
and I was at his house and I was like, oh, that's the one, because I have all the props. So that's what I did.
How did you end up running with the Olympics?
Well, it's kind of a long story. I don't want to get into it. It was kind of bittersweet because I did something really, really dumb, and maybe sometime we can talk about it, but it's kind of long.
These three things after dark.
Yes, it was a real dumb thing. But a little, I guess a major known fact was Cabot Ray was in the relay. Anybody know Cabot Ray?
Otterbein graduate.
And I really screwed up his leg of it, and that's the story that's really embarrassing. And Richard Cordray was
our
in
our future governor.
Oh, yeah. And he's going to be our future governor.
Yeah.
He just won the primary.
He did.
So
yeah.
He was also in that. I actually won Teacher of the Year at Grove City High School, which is a little podunk town.
Yeah, nobody cares about it.
And they
but
sent me...
still pretty cool.
And the idea in the 96 Olympics was you were going to run from one side of the country to the other. And so a committee would come by and they would get people to run it. So it was just different legs of it. And they happened to be going through Grove City. And they came to my principal and said, who would you like to have to run it? And he just said, me. And so I got to go out and run it.
That's awesome.
But they sent me out in the middle of nowhere, like this 665. There's like one house and a bunch of cars. Again, all part of that story, which is really embarrassing.
Yeah.
And someday I'll talk about it later.
Yeah. Well, I think
yeah.
your next thing should be run with Lumi Torch. Okay, so we have one more thing, and we're going to do that after this. And John, that's your thing.
Yeah, lighting a fire with
steel
wool
right.
and a transistor or a 9-volt battery.
All right, so we're going to hear about that after we hear from some of our sponsors.
Today Today's show is brought to you by
Casey and Columbus. For all of your professional photography needs, you need Casey in Columbus. You can find Casey doing photographs such as senior photos, portraits, family photos, professional photos. Do you have a business that needs some super dope Instagram cred? Then you should go with Casey in Columbus. You can find Casey in Columbus at Casey in Columbus on Instagram. Message him for all of your photography in Columbus needs. All right, so our last thing is John. John, what is your thing?
So when I was thinking about doing a thing, I didn't have a really good idea. So I was kind of like thinking doing this, like rubbing two sticks of wood together, the kind of traditional, how do you make a fire when you don't have matches. But I'd heard that that was really hard to do. So I decided to go, I looked on the Googles and I saw that one way to light a fire was to use a 9-volt battery and some steel wool. I had never done that. So I threw that out on the table and said, okay, we all need to do that. And it was not just to make a fire, but it was to make something, I think my term was like a patio fire, something you would have on your patio on a cool night to have some s'mores and drink some wine and look at the stars.
I forgot that was part of the challenge.
That for the sounds records. Lovely.
So how'd it go?
So I had never done it. And
but so earlier we were talking about the premise of the show. Mm-hmm. And that you're bringing something you enjoy. You have not done this, but I think you enjoy these kinds of things.
I do. I like camping. I like the wilderness. I like to go do things outdoors. And so, yeah, I did. And it was kind of interesting. I mean, I've been camping and gone, oh, crap, I don't really know how to make a fire. I don't really have the stuff to make a fire. And kind of scrounging around to find out how I could do it. So, yeah, I wanted to learn how, though I doubt that the skill is going to ever be useful, kind of like calculus. I don't think there's any reason to use it. Yeah, it's just a thing. So I did it, and I even made a video. I believe that's going to be in our Instagram thing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of a how-to video.
Well, talk about, so each of us have a video of our experience with the battery and the fire and the steel wool, and they're all very different videos.
Yes.
So you should talk about the video that they're going to see on Instagram.
Well, I intended for my video to be a parody of a YouTube how-to video, and sadly, when I was finished, it was just a YouTube
how-to video.
Yeah. So it's not a parody. So,
but
it's
funny.
It's 3 minutes and 45 seconds long or something. And the idea was, of course, that I was lighting a candle. The idea of using tin foil or steel wool and a battery was secondary to the whole issue.
And you should give a shout out to your director on the video.
Well, Scotto is a good guy.
I mean, he's an auteur.
Email us. Scotto does parties and bar mitzvahs.
ScottoVideos @AOL.com.
All right, so I was successful.
Yeah.
And the idea that I had worked out really well.
Did you have the materials in your house?
Well, I had to cut the kindling a little bit.
I meant the battery and the steel wool.
I did
wool.
Have the steel wool because, as Casey, steel wool is like a furniture finishing thing.
Yeah.
Right? And so you could find that anywhere at a local...
Not Kroger, but anywhere else. Yeah.
Not Kroger,
but
at a hardware store.
Okay.
And so I had some of that. And I had a battery. And if you look on the video...
You had a 9-volt battery already.
I did have a 9-volt battery. And so I knew... Like, I think everybody's had the experience of having, like, a 9-volt battery in their pocket and, like, a dime or something crosses both of the ends and
not
it gets
me,
really
no.
hot.
Definitely not me.
And
either.
Then I'm looking at you because... Right? You've had that.
Not a single time.
Okay. I have had
Don't
that.
Carry batteries in my pocket.
So I know how batteries work, I guess, is all it was.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Braggers.
Yeah.
So have you said that if you were successful?
I was super successful. It worked out really well.
You started
well.
The whole fire.
Check out the YouTube video because you can see that if you ever wanted to do it, this would be the thing to watch.
Yeah.
This would
nice.
Be the way to watch it.
Chris, were you successful?
Well,
in a way.
So first of all, I didn't have either of these things. So really just getting a 9-volt battery and steel wool was for me part of the experience. So the only steel wool that I'm really familiar of is using it to clean things in the kitchen. That's kind of where I went.
That's an SOS pad.
Spoiler for the video.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is.
That is an SOS pad.
Anyways, so I go to Walgreens, and I'm like one-stop shop, incorrect, Got me an eyeball battery, which are expensive. I spent
how much is yours?
I spent almost more on this thing than our very delicious beer.
Oh, that is a lot.
Yeah, you did it wrong.
Dangerously
close. My battery was like $4.50.
Well, so I only find a 2-pack. So I had to buy two 9-volt batteries for like $8.
Do you not have a use for 9-volt batteries?
No, name one.
Smoke detectors.
Oh.
They too.
Well, yeah, they should be changed like every 6 months or so. Like
we don't hear them.
Every time the time changes.
Man, the other day we were like, we really should have heard that smoke detector. With that fire in the house.
And so your video shows.
So, so the 9-volt battery, no, I don't have any of those. So I go buy one, and then they didn't have steel wool, then I go to Kroger, I'm like, they'll have some. Once again, I'm in the cleaning department. So the only steel wool that I could find was SOS or Brillo pads.
Which is ridiculous.
So I mean, our Kroger,
it said steel wool on the package.
Chris and I shop at the same Kroger.
Well,
they have a hardware section.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Actually, I was at a different Kroger. This is maybe too much for the podcast, but I was going to tell you about this.
Yeah,
there's a very nice Kroger on Henderson Road.
but the Kroger we usually go to
yes,
does not carry steel wool.
I do have
oh, interesting. Did you go to the cleaning department?
No, I went to the hardware department.
Bingo. Well, that's different.
Yeah. I do have to confess that the one thing I did know about this was that it had to be fine steel wool. And I didn't tell you guys that. I did not say that. And
well,
that is the one thing.
I looked it up.
I would assume that you would have Googled it.
Yeah,
absolutely. They'll see on the video that I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How fine was yours? Mine was like 4 or 9.
Okay.
I mean,
if you look at the YouTube video, mine was super fine.
Quit bragging about how fine your steel
wool
was.
It was like my prom date. You girl, you super fine.
Anyway, my steel wool had soap in it, and I tried to put a battery on it 3 different times, and I got some sparks, and that was really it.
It is. I would say, in order, watch my video first, then Casey's, and then Chris's.
Yeah,
saving the best for last.
I think that's the best. Yeah.
I would almost end with Casey's.
Oh, that's true, too.
Just based on the production
Casey,
value.
How was your experience?
Not too bad. It worked. I had actually kind of done something similar before for photography.
Casey has done everything. Have you noticed?
He's a jack of
all
trades.
You ran with the torch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't hear you say that. I've done that before.
Because I have.
Oh, yeah. These three things is not a competition.
This is not a competition.
Just make that very clear.
Because none of these guys ran with the Olympic
torch.
Oh, my
God.
Wow.
So it's not a competition.
Casey, go on.
So anyways. I gave it a shot. It worked. I have done it before. There's like a thing called steel wool photography where you take a 9-volt battery to steel wool. And make it spark, and then you have it on a string, and you swing it, and you do a long exposure. So I had done it before for
that. We saw girls do that with hula hoops in an establishment one time.
We did.
Yes. Go on.
That's it. That's all you get.
Yeah.
That's the whole story.
I don't want to know anymore.
Find more of that story on these three things after dark.
But I never had tried to start and sustain a fire before with the steel wool. So that was my first time doing that. But I got it to work.
How? What did you use to do it?
I used torn up newspaper and dry stuff from my yard, like leaves and sticks and stuff.
And so you had a number on your fine steel wool.
It was 4 knot.
4 knot.
Yeah.
Mine just said super fine. So
Chris has said SOS.
Brandon?
Yes, SOS.
You did try too, right?
I did. This is the one thing that I decided to try this week.
Uh-huh. And?
And I had my steel wool and my battery. And you'll see this in the video, but I was going at that steel wool.
And just full disclosure, I'm not sure that video is appropriate for everybody.
Are there some language?
Well,
expletives?
We'll edit it, obviously. Yeah.
And when you say steel wool, what do you mean by that?
Well, see, this is where I went wrong. Mm-hmm. What I thought I had was steel wool was just a steel sponge.
Got it.
Which apparently is different.
Mm-hmm.
So I got 0 sparks, 0 fire. You'll see this.
It was
in the Instagram.
I mean, that was more tragic. I would say this as far as ending this. For me, it was it did exactly what I wanted. I would probably now keep some steel wool and a battery in my camping stuff. Yes, I would probably keep that in my camping stuff.
Wait. What about soap? Would you need soap?
I would get an SOS pad, and so I would have both of those.
Okay,
things.
Just
I
in case.
With the SOS pad.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
On my person.
It was expensive, also.
I think
part of that is that you did it wrong.
Well, no, the batteries were the most expensive part.
Which you did the Walgreens for the battery?
Well, I wouldn't do it anyway. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. Coming up, you're going to hear about what's going to be on these three things next week.
We have three more things.
We're going to shout out to some of our Instagram followers.
And we have some.
Yeah. And we're going to wrap this sucker up. We'll see you soon.
These Three Things is brought to you by Anchor, without whom the show would not be possible. Check them out at anchor.fm. Also by Nostalgia. John, what's that story you were telling me?
A friend of mine, Mark, and I were sitting around a table talking about These Three Things the other day, as people are wont to do. And we were talking about episode 1 and kite flying. We were remembering how great it was to fly a kite when Mark said to me, "Do you remember the box kite?" A flood of nostalgia came back to me as I remembered the box kite. Four pieces of balsa wood put together in the shape of a rectangle. When you got that in the air, you really felt like you had accomplished something. Mostly because, well, it was a box. So Brandon, if I wanted to know more about kite flying and the kite flying community, what could I do?
You could head over to Instagram and check out the Kite Rebels Club at Kite Rebels on Instagram.
All right, thanks to our sponsors this week, and as Brandon and John were saying, we're going to shout out some of our Instagram followers.
It's amazing.
So you can find us on Instagram at Three Things Podcast. Every week we're going to post photos and videos,
pictures, videos of us
doing all the things. We would like you to try the things and tag us and add us on Instagram. You can also message us on Instagram. Earlier, we heard about Casey's photography company on Instagram,
right?
At Casey in Columbus, right, Casey?
Go there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it was kind of a fun promo, but Casey, you are a photographer, and you are legitimately looking for some clients, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
I'm not desperate, but I mean...
I mean, you can see you're desperate. I mean, you're podcasting. Clearly, you're desperate. But Casey does headshots, portraits, family photos, senior photos, baby photos, all the photos, professional photos.
Cat photos.
Casey was featured on the PBR Ohio Instagram recently. He was, yep. And you can find Casey at Casey in Columbus on Instagram. Okay, so...
And I think he's taking some pictures tonight.
He sure is. And we'll
might see somewhere. Yeah, absolutely.
So you can see the quality on there as well.
Can't wait.
So some of our Instagram followers, we want to shout out. We want to shout out Larissa Jesse, Kite Rebels Club, who you just heard as well.
We are kite-friendly here at the...
We are. We want to shout out the Married Millennials podcast.
Ooh.
Another podcast out there, so please check out Married Millennials. We like Mary Minton Sanchez. We like Chris Newman, obviously. We want to shout out Ashley Clark. Send us a suggestion, so we may have that soon on the podcast. And our last person we want to shout out is the Arachnid Kid, which I'm assuming is some kind of spider.
Spider.
Big fan of that name.
Big fan of that name. Yeah, it's great.
So not Spider-Man.
You've heard of Spider-Man? This is Arachnid.
The Arachnid Kid is so different.
So, is he an archenemy?
I like the she.
Yeah. She, archenemy?
Lots
of, pro
lots of spiders in the photos.
Okay.
All right. So we'll see.
All right.
Casey, you actually followed that person.
Yeah.
That's
my friend Jenny.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Jenny.
Awesome. Hi, Jenny.
Yep.
All right, the last thing we're going to do on every episode of These Three Things is go into our grab bag and do some, just talk really quickly about some things you've been enjoying in our lives recently, to give you some suggestions of how to get through your weeks here in this crazy old world. Casey, what do you have in your grab bag?
So we've already kind of mentioned this numerous times, but the past couple weeks I've been focusing a lot on my photography.
Yes.
So I got a new camera recently, so I've been kind of like shooting anything and everything.
Yeah.
In my free time.
So tell me your camera, 12 pixels, 17 pixels? How does that work?
It's 21.5.
Megapixels.
Yeah, megapixels.
Watts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So your suggestion is in your grab bag is just taking photos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun. Like, the more you do it, I think the better you get, obviously.
Yeah.
The more you like it.
That's cool.
Kind of cool.
And like, caring more about how you take photos, too, right?
Yeah. You learn more as you go along. So.
That's cool. John, what's in your grab bag?
So, I took a little note from Brandon. I think part of what we do here with the grab bag is, like, can I try something? Is kind of what we're doing. And Brandon had mentioned Silicon Valley. So, I watched about 3 episodes. Kind of like it. It's a, like I told you guys, it's kind of workaholic, and you guys said it's smarter, and that's true. And I kind of like it. I'm going to keep watching it. And this last couple of weeks, I've been fishing.
Whoa, fishing.
Ooh, been out twice.
Okay.
Like on a boat or on the shore?
No, just on the shore, just
nice.
Tossing a couple of worms in the water. I haven't really caught anything yet.
You have a license?
I got a license.
Whoa.
20 bucks.
Just checking.
Whoa, fishing police over here.
Well, I did get busted one time, but last... I want to talk about it. It still kind of haunts me. Last week, I took the family out fishing, and my son-in-law caught a little smallmouth bass.
Oh, my gosh.
Which was kind of fun.
Did you eat it?
No, I mean, it's from the river here. It's not, probably not edible, but so we threw it back. But so kind of fun family thing, just throwing some worms in the water and having a fun.
That's cool.
Having a fun time.
My grab bag is all music related. Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer. Janelle Monáe is amazing. She's like the second coming of Bowie and Prince. You can also find her in Hidden Figures, the great movie. But man, that album is so good. Leon Bridges, obsessed with Leon Bridges.
That Leon Bridges album.
Holy moly.
Does he have a new one out?
He has
it
a new one out.
So good.
So his first album, Coming Home, was kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Very like old, jazzy,
Motown-y.
This one is more modern and less Motown-y, which I would say, just for me, it isn't as good. It is very different. But the song Beyond is, I think, a masterpiece.
So good.
And finally, Donald Glover. You may have heard of him. But man, that song, This Is America, that video, This Is America. Not only should you watch that video or listen to that song, I have found some really cool articles online, like breaking down the imagery and symbolism in his video.
Isn't he the big Gambino or something?
Childish Gambino.
No, that's what it is.
I saw one article today comparing it to Shakespeare. Like, it is the imagery and symbolism in that video is extremely well done. This is America by Donald Glover. King, are you grabbing anything out of your bag?
Ooh, do I get to grab bag?
You can grab bag, sure.
Ooh, fun. I accidentally did the same thing John did, where I took one of his suggestions.
Oh, whoa.
And I watched the Trump American Dream or whatever it's called.
The Netflix documentary.
On the Netflix.
American Dream, yeah.
It is incredibly interesting.
Cool.
Donald Trump is the exact same man today that he was in 1978.
That is so true. Yes.
Yes.
That is
I believe that statement.
Like
I believe that statement. Sure. All right. So next week on These Three Things, we're going to have a brand new guest. Our friend Jeff is going to be on here.
You said next week, but you mean in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, yeah. The next episode of These Three Things.
Next episode.
Yeah, I think we're on the next episode. Hold up.
So for those of you that are anxiously waiting,
yes.
Don't go next week.
No, I think
we're
on a bi-weekly schedule.
Yeah, and don't call us. I mean, it's 2 weeks.
So our friend Jeff is going to be on here. Jeff's really fun. We're excited to have him on. And Jeff, his thing that he's going to bring is trying out essential oils, I believe, in some kind of skin format. So we'll be trying out essential oils. And I think his thing is that we try them every day for a week and then talk about how that experience was. Casey, you're going to be on next week, and what is your thing?
So my thing is also like a daily thing. I'm going to suggest every day doing one set of push-ups, the most you can do. And I think you would be surprised how much you advance in the 2 weeks.
And that's for 2 weeks?
For 2 weeks.
So starting tomorrow?
Correct.
Okay,
so
all right.
So wake up early.
Yeah, I got it. And mine is, it is getting warm here in Columbus, Ohio. I don't know about you guys, but I'm feeling the summer vibes.
Summer breeze.
One of my favorite things is to make a summer playlist. So you guys, Casey and our friend Jeff, I would like you to make a summer playlist of 10 songs, but the songs cannot have the word summer in them.
Oh, twist.
Big twist. But that's all you get. So in terms of how you guys make it, whatever.
So you said playlist 10 songs.
A summer playlist of 10 songs.
10 songs.
But the songs cannot have summer in them.
I feel like Let It Snow would be okay.
If you can make your summer...
I'm just checking.
Summer
I
playlist.
Believe most of the Beach Boys are out.
And Cool for the Summer would not be okay.
Because summer is in the word. The title of the song.
Even
very
though we are
good.
Cool for the Summer.
That song will not be available for this podcast entry.
Okay.
Very good. Because right, summer good is in the word. All right, I think that's it, right, guys?
Oh, my gosh.
That is episode 3.
Episode 3.
We're kind
of
on a roll
fun
here. Yeah, thank you guys
really
so much. If you like this show even a little bit, even if you don't like it, you should share it.
Out of revenge, just share it. And,
yes.
If you hate it, tell everybody how terrible it is.
Yes, they'll have to listen then.
Yeah.
So share it with your friends. You can share about it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You can find us at threethingspodcast@gmail.com. You can find us on Instagram at these three
everywhere.
At Three Things Podcast. Please go on your podcast app of choice. Leave us a review, a rating that helps out a lot, especially on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating, a review. I think we can start featuring those as well.
Soon.
And don't forget that if you want to be on the guest suggestion episode of These Three Things, we are taking an all-guest episode of all-guest suggestions. So send us your suggestion of what thing we should try for that episode. And the first three things we get, we're going to try. Thank you, Brandon, for all your work behind the scenes.
You are very welcome, Chris.
Yes, thank you, Casey, for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John, for being here.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
And that's it. That's These Three Things. Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next time.